As we near the South Pole, we run into Bloodlock and his party.
You silly explorer, you. Didn't you see my indicator sticking out?
I'm sorry, sir. I was conducting Beethoven's Fifth Symphony and I wasn't listening.
Good luck.
I say, those dark-skinned porters of yours, what race are they?
The 3:30. You want to place any bets, do you?
I'm sorry, all my currency is frozen.
Oh.
But what are the short ones without beards?
Those are Eskimos.
And what are the ones with beards?
Those are Eskimos who haven't shaved.
I see. But why do only half of them shave?
So that they can tell the difference. Can we have music to this bit, please? Thank you.
Tell the difference from what?
Between those with beards and those without.
I don't like this, Jim.
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up, Jim!
Singing fool! To avoid all this confusion, why don't the ones without beards grow beards?
Well, that'd be rather unfair.
Unfair? Why?
Well, the one without beards are women, you see. That's how they tell the difference, you understand.
This is ridiculous. I've never known of families growing beards to differentiate between the sexes. Have you, Eccles?
Oh, yeah. It happened in my family. When I was young, I couldn't tell the difference between my mother or father. So, my father made my mother grow a beard.
Ah. And you were able to tell the difference?
Nope.
Why not?
My father had a beard, too.
Oh. Don't like coming here.
Yeah.